Soko isika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC. Lamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni owe Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 26 kuZibandlela 2025 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kambe kuyini iningi elingakukhangelela emhlabeni jikelele kumbuso kamongameli Donald Trump weMelika osanda ukugcotshwa?
I-America imali esichithile ezimpini leze-Israel neHamas, Ukraine neRussia iningi kakhulu. Uyabona ungathi kudlaliswe imali.
Sinengxoxo lomculi weHouse uDJ Sintu Sabantu ephethe idlalade lakhe elitsha elilesihloko esithi Ziyabuya eGoli. Zonke lezi ndaba leziphathelane labatsha, amasiko, ezokholo ziyalandela. Ngokulandela ukugcotshwa kukamnumzana Donald Trump ngomvulo odluleyo ukuthi abe ngumongameli, sicubungula ukuthi engaphatha njani udaba lwezimpi emhlabeni jikelele. Silengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo okhuluma ezimele.
Nakhona ke futhi lokhu okwase Syria njengubani umbuso kaGasadadu uwile nje wathathwa ngamavukela mbuzo. Akusoze kube lula ukuthi athi akasoza ngenele, ngoba okukhona neSyria ukuthi akukacaci ukuthi laba abathetheyo bazoliphatha kanjani ilizwe. Ubudlelwano babo neIsrayeli buzoba njani? Njengobani sibona iIsrayeli lokhu iqhubeke njalo inqonqotha amaPalestine lapha. Nanokuthi manje siyayibona iIsrayeli ingenile lapha eSyria bidliza kwasani. Angikholwa ukuthi ababusi abangenayo bazothula nje bakubukele lokho. Uma ke bengakubukelanga sisithi thina bazokwenzani? Abangakwenza ke mhlawumbe ukuthi bakhulumisane na Israyeli. Abangakwenza ukuthi mhlawumbe nabo bathathe induku babhekane nayo ngqo uIsrayeli ma izobe lokhu iqhubekile ibahlukumeza. Kusenzima ke ukusho ukuthi kahle kahle yini uDonald Trump azayenza, ngoba akusinto nje yeSyria nje kuphela, iziningi izimpi ezikhona kuleyana ingxenye yomhlaba ezithinta kakhulu iAmerica. Esizafuna ukuthi sibone ukuthi uDonald Trump uma esebusa yena uzokwenza njani ngazo lezi zinto, ngoba ezinye zakhona umgqugquzeli wazo ukuthi sizibone zilokhu ziqhubeka siyaphambili ugqugquzelwa yi-America. Okufanele ukuthi ke sithi thina kuDonald Trump uma esebusa kacace engafihli induku emqubeni, aphumele etshatshalazini akuveze ukuthi yena konke lokho oqhubekayo uza kuqeda ngayiphi indlela na.
Sesikhangela ezinye izimpi emhlabeni jikelele, ubona ingani umnumzana Trump uzasiphatha njani?
Sincubungula simbuyisele emuva. Azange asibonise yena ukuba yindoda ethanda izimpi. Into abonisa yona ngumuntu kakhulukazi eyothanda ezomnotho ukusimamisa izwe lakhe laseAmerica. Yikho nje futhi sibona laphana esiba ethi yena ama-BRICS countries uzowaphanisha kakhulu nxa engekela ukusebenzisa idola lakhe besebenzise imali zabo. Uzobaphanisha kakhulu kwezomnotho. Simbona ke eyiloyo muntu ogxile kakhulu ekwenzeni ngcono isimo sezwe lakhe iAmerica, kakhulukazi kwezomnotho. Asimbonike engumuntu othanda kakhulu noma ele record elihle ekusebenzeni namanye amazwe. Akanalo lelo record. Uma ubuka iAmerica imali esichithile ezimpini lezi bekayo eUkraine, eIsrael neHamas, Ukraine neRussia iningi kakhulu, okuyukuthi emntwini onjengoDonald Trump uyabona ungathi kudlaliswe imali esikhundleni sokuthi ngabe kuphuculwa umnotho weAmerica. Uthembisile yena ngesikhathi sakhankasa ukuthi impi yaseUkraine uzoyiqeda nje ngosuku lo ndoda engena embusweni kodwa asika kubone konke lokho akade khuluma ngakho ebonisa ukuthi lokho uza kwenza kanjani yileso sizathu esenza ukuthi sithi thina akacaci uma simthathele muva ukuthi eqinisweni zonke lezi zimpi eziqhubekayo emhlabeni uzozingenela kanjani azigcede kanjani.
Lowo ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe okhuluma ezimele obexoxa icingweni leStudio 7 eseJohannesburg wele South Africa. Luyalandela uhlelo lwabasakhulayo.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguTabo Kancube. Namhlanje sixoxa lomnumzana Jubilee Mzingaye Sibanda oyingcwethi yezobuchwepheshe be Artificial Intelligence njalo esebenza le Great Zimbabwe University Innovation Hub. Wage wabayisifundi seMandela Washington Fellowship.
Nxa sikhuluma ngeartificial intelligence sikhuluma ngokuthi imtshina loba amakhompyutha ngisho njalo ayalungiswa enziwe ukuba acabange enze njengabantu, ayaba lenhlakanipho enjengomuntu, ayalungisa ukuthi abe lenhlakanipho enjengomuntu. Imishini le iyenelisa ukufunda, iyenelisa ukuxazulula inkinga ezabe zikhona, iyenelisa futhi ukuzwisisa nxa abantu bekhuluma, iyenelisa futhi lokwenza izinqumo. So imishini le ngingayifananisa njengokuthi izimota lezana ezizitshayela zodwa zingela batshayeli, isebenzisa i-artificial intelligence, inhlakanipho leyo ikhule besiyibona khona isebenza kakhulu. Lamanye nje eminye imizekeliso lapho esiyibona khona isebenza njengama-chatbot okokuthi nxa ungathi WhatsApp nxa ulenkinga usebenzise WhatsApp uthi uyangena online nxa uthi uyakhuluma le-bank behle bekuphendule automatically ungazange waphendula umuntu. Konke lokhu kusebenzisa inhlakanipho ethiwa i-artificial intelligence. So ngathi nje amafitshane xa sifuna i-artificial intelligence ifundisa imitshina ukuthi ihlakaniphe yenze izinto ezandise ukwenziwa ngabantu izikhathi zonke.
I-artificial intelligence eZimbabwe singathi isiqalile na ukusebenza, njalo nxa ingisisebenza ngokugcweleyo ingaphathisa kangakanani ukwenza ukuthi umsebenzi ube lula kuhlangothi ezijiyeneyo eZimbabwe?
I-AI isikhona eZimbabwe, i-artificial intelligence sibili iyasebenza lapha eZimbabwe lanxa isakhula ngoba abanye abantu basafunda ngayo, abanye abakabi lolwazi nge-artificial intelligence. So amanye amakampani ajiyeneyo labantu abehlukeneyo lokhu besazama ukuyamukela, abanye abayemukeli i-artificial intelligence but isikhona iyasebenza. Ngingathi eminye imizekeliso ekhona yabantu abayisebenzisayo lapha abasebenzisa khona ngithi ngama-tools e-artificial intelligence okunjenganxa besebenzisa into njengabo-ChatGPT ukuthi umuntu uyabuza umtshini umbuzo ukuthi umbhalele loba i-homework loba yikuyini uhle umbhalele umenzele konke. Lana ngenye ithuli esetshenziswayo ku-artificial intelligence. Lalaba abenza ngokokulima abalimi ikhona futhi artificial intelligence khonapha ngoba uzananzelela ukuthi akhona ngathi amanye ama-programs ngithi ama-applications ayebelungisiwe ukuthi ayasebenzisa i-artificial intelligence ukuthi enelise ukubona kumbe ukubona nxa ukuthi izilimo sezilemkhuhlane. Iyakwanisa futhi ukuthi inanzelele kumbe ukuthi ibone ukuthi hhayi lesi sekuyisikhathi sokulima, lesi kuyisikhathi sokuvuna. Iyayinelisa futhi njalo lokuthi maybe ihlanganise izinto ezinjengabo isimo semkhathi konke lokhu siyancedisa kuhlangothi lokulima ukuthi abantu bebone ukuthi izinto zihamba njani emasimini abo. Njalo futhi kukhona lokho ababiza ngokuthi ngama-drones, amanye ama-drone lokho kuphaphayo lokhu abanye basebenzisa abe le-AI ukuthi sebenzise ukulonda nje ukuthi bebone nje ukuthi izilimo zabo namasimu abo konke kuhamba kuhle, kakula zibungwana ezingabe zikhathaza ama-crops. Ngiza kupha i-example eyomzekeliso we-application ethiwa i-Router AI. iWuruza AI yenziwa yikampani yaseZimbabwe khona la ethiwa yiWuruza AI layo isebenzisa iartificial intelligence yanceda kakhulu abalimi.
Ngusigaba sabatsha namhlanje besixoxa lomnumzana Jubilee Mzingaye Sibanda oyingcwethi yezobuchwepheshe be-artificial intelligence njalo esebenza le-Great Zimbabwe University Innovation Hub njalo wake waba yisifundi seMandela Washington Fellowship. Asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo nguTaba Kancube.
Ngesizwe eziphathelane lamasiko.
Sigcina amasiko akwethu. Owenze
amasiko. Kuza amasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Lilami uMthembu Sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Namhla silenhlahla ngoba sikhona ngale ke insiza esabelweni seMatholeni South. Lo mama ongukansela umama uMatilda Dube. Nkosikazi Dube siyakwamukela kuhlelo ma.
Ngiyabonga baba Dube.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. Namhla mfisa ukuthi sike sikhulume ke ngamasiko. Siyakwazi ukuthi kudala kumbe lokho kuvamile singaze emakhaya khona ngapho ukuthi umama uyaguqela ubaba khonokho ke isiko lethu lisilaziyo lesentweni. Kambe kusakhona yini Nkosikazi Dube khonokho?
Wenzela ukuthi ngikatiwa umama wayezele esikhulu yami. Kesi amasiko lokho sihlala kancane kancane. Sobe ngamatafula la kudlela. Uyafaka itafuleni ebhesi kenjalo. Ase ubaba sesini. Kaya wawuchayidele sinye phansi. Idele lichaye phansi umama ngibhisela ubaba kuvele kuyimthetho wesintwini.
Ye, khathesi kwehlulani. Abasakho uyenelisa ukugoqa yini?
Ye, abanye bangagoqa befaka khona ematafuleni lawo. Kodwa omunye ofike uyayezala kanje. Abantwana bakhathesi abasemandeni yebo akubathinti kathi ngidala kwakuyisintu kafesi
akubatshele sebile ukuthi ukuguqa lokhu vele kwakusijoni
kwakusithinti endile lapha ekhaya umali kazana uyahlonipha uyabahlonipha abadala abakhona ekhaya njalo ikhanda umuntu ongumali kazana ungahambile ekhanda ngoba kuyabe kuhloniphiswa ukuhlala emsekuseni lokwabazana uvele ayisiyenzile kancane umuntu engiyibonayo babadube sesihlanganisa amasiko ethu nabantu abangayisiko balapha esindebeleni kanti abantu abaempumalanga vele kamanzi kithi uyazihambela njengekhanda egumeni umkhubo wawo kodwa lapha kithi esindebeleni ngabona sokumali kwazana uhamba ngekhanda ekhaya a leseliphiaphia eyazingaphashazele
ikhanda vele zingathi vele ikhanda wakufihlwane
vele isithu sakhona sisukela phela lemuva aminyake iba owayivele lifihle ekhanda kuyini ekuqakathekileni manje kade sibuye photha amakhanda baphothe baphothe atshengisele ukuthi uzabanayambeni basitezi atethi abaseyandaba abantwana ngisizwa lokho ngicile amasiko lokho ekucinga babadezi lokho ekucinge kuya ebalekebaleke uzoyabona umntwana kwesikhathi ethole edumeni umntwana njengomntwana edume itedezi phakathi kwabadala ntiyabo ukuthi asemasiko ethu lawo bekukancane bekayaxoxa abantwana emakhithini abadala lihlizeyalo ukuthi isintu kasingivumhleke ukuthi abadala ngale begcwele ekhithini lelinyaliphandle inhlonipho iyayimphakamisa umntwana iyisayekeyilezi ukuthi bekangenzeka umntwana okusaphilayo bazibamhawukele abantu bathi heyi umntwana ami wayeyathatha kwezibane kulenzeke laphana ekhaya omuzi omunye vele awunambeko xa ukhangelela uyakwenza lapha usemahlangeni kodwa-ke nxa umuntu onlayiweyo ungumuntu endekene okuhlanga lokokuthi thina sakhe sithi kungasiphuma sisiyakwenza uhlalele ngabogogo ekhithini bakulaye bakulaye ezikhayendlezi bekuceba lokhu
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Ikudibana kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungamili Nkomo. Namhlanje silomfundisi uSenisifanda.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje uSizwa, ngiyabonga ukuba kuhlelo lolo.
Usiphatheleni namhlanje?
Namhlanje sizakhuluma ngodaba lomthandazo. Sizabala kuMateyu chapter ka 6 verse ka 5. Lalapho sikhuleka ingabe njengabazenzisi, ngoba bona bathanda ukukhuleka bemi emasinagogini nasekuhlanganeni kwezindlela ukuze babonwe abantu bonke. Qinisile ngithi kuwe, sebe wamkele umvuzo wakho. Lapho siyananzelela ukuba lolu daba lomthandazo uJesu wagcina isikhathi eside efundisa abafundisi bakhe. Vele khona ukuthandaza sikuhlangana lakho ekuqaliseni kukaGenesis, ukuba uNkulunkulu kwakhe wayejayele ukuhamba engadeni yase-Eden ekhulumisana lomuntu. Njalo siyahlangana labo Abraham besakha ama-altar ekhulumisana naye uThixo uNkulunkulu uBaba. Siyananzelela ukuba indlela uNkulunkulu afuna ukudlelana nathi abantu ukuthi sibe le ndlela esikhulumisana laye ngayo. Leyo ndlela ke ngukho esikuthi ngumthandazo. Ngakho abantu abaningi bayafuna ukuthatha umthandazo bewenze ibe ngenye into enzima, njengabafarisi babekuthatha kube ngumthwalo omkhulu kakhulu ebantwini, njalo bekwenze kube into yokuzibonakalisa ebantwini. Nxa bethandaza umthandazo wawo ngokuthi uziwe ngabanye abantu, kodwa ke bona bengananzelela ukuthi umthandazo uya kuNkulunkulu. Siyakhumbula lwana umfarisi owayesithi yena nxa ethandaza uJesu lekhuluma ngaye, owayesithi mina njengalowo muntu oyisoni mina ngilungile. Ngakho uJesu lapho uyachazisa ukuthi nxa lapho usuthandaza, kutshengisela ukuthi okokuqala vele yena ukhangelela ukuthi wena uthandaze. Ngakho kumele ube wazi ukuthi nxa ngithandaza ngenza njani. Njalo kwesibili uthi yena lingabi njengabazenzisi, kutho ukuthi uthi yena kule ndlela yokuthandaza engayisiyo, kule ndlela yokuthandaza enjani eyiyo yona. Ngakho lapho wayebakhombela indlela efaneleyo okumele bayenze. Siyananzelela ukuthi wasesithi ngoba bona bathanda ukukhuluma ukukhuleka bemi emasinagogini nasekuhlanganeni kwezindlela ukuze babone ngabantu. Iqinisile ngithi kini, sebe wamukela umvuzo wakho. Kodwa wasesithi kibo, linathandazane ensitha ukuze liziwe, uBaba wenu osezulwini alizwe, alinike umvuzo. So kutsho ukuthi kule ndlela yokuthandaza ethola umvuzo ovela kuNkulunkulu, kube le ndlela yokuthandaza engatholiyo, engalalelwanga uNkulunkulu. Ngakho-ke lapho uJesu uyasiqondisa ukuthi ukuze wena umthandazo wakho ulunge waziwe uNkulunkulu, okokuqala uqondise kuye uNkulunkulu. Okwesibili, woba ensitha ungathandazi ukuthi uzwe ngabanye abantu. Thandaza kube phakathi kwakho loNkulunkulu, futhi kumele kuvele enhliziyweni yakho. Okwesithathu, nxa wena uthandaza kuNkulunkulu, melela ukuba awuphendule lowo mthandazo. Kulabanye abantu abathandaza vele bengalathemba lokuthi uNkulunkulu uzaphendula, baphonga uthandaza nje ukuthi amana ngedlulise umsebenzi. Kulabanye ababala imthandazo yabantu abanye abamuntu osowafa kudala, lokhu bala umthandazo lwami. Kanti uNkulunkulu ufuna into evele enhliziyweni yakho, eyiyo into ekuhluphayo, uyayifunayo, ayifuna kuwe. ungabi ngumzenziso dambala imthandazo emide kuzenzwe umuntu wonke. Hayi, uNkulunkulu thena khulumisana lani ngento leyo ekuhluphayo ukuze ngiphendule. Ngakho kathe sisiqalisa lo mnyaka ngoJanuwari abaningi sifuna ukuthandaza. Siyazama ukuthi sithandaze. Nanku-ke indlela uJesu asikhombela yona. Thandaza ulokholo, umthandazo uyaphendulwa nguJesu.
Akuyiphethe mfundisi.
Asithandazeni. Sibongile baba, ibizwi lakho elilamandla. Siyathandaza igama likaJesu kubo bonke abalaleleyo. Kuba namhlanje kusihlwa, baba uzokuvula amehlo abo, bethi nxa bevula imlomo bethandaza kuwe, bekwanise, benelise, njalo uNkulunkulu phendule imithandazo yonke ngegama likaJesu siyathandaza. Amen.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenisipanda. Thiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye neviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Wezemidlalo. Namhlanje silengxoxo nomdlali wenguqu owayelodumo olukhulu ebamba entubeni kuqembu leHighlanders lelesizwe elama Warriors uPeter Nkomo. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Jesus Manda weStudio 7.
Iningi limazi ngegama elithi Captain Oxo ngenxa yendlela ayekhwaza ngayo enika idlabuzane kwabanye bakhe nxa bedlala kuBhoso. Yena kawazalelwa koBulawayo.
Ngazalelwa eMpilo Hospital. Ngakhulela eMzilikazi, eMzilikazi isabhabhu. Ngadlala ukudlala ibhola kuHighlanders Juniors isikhathi eside. Ngasengiphonyothwa to the first team. Lapho ngiphonyothwa futhi engadlala khona, engadlala labo uDouglas Mloyi, uMadinda, uWillard Ohambu, ngiqamba nje abalutshwane.
Empilweni yakhe uPeter Nkomo akadlalelanga amaqembu amaningi. Umntwana weBhoso nje.
Akula enye itimu engayidlalelayo ngaphandle kweHighlanders. Sidlala ngekuHighlanders sawina inkezo eziningi kakhulu ngesikhathi sethu. OZifa Cup, Rothman Shield, BT Rosebery, uChibuku, ukuqamba nje ezimbalwa. Igame ingeke ingayikhohlwa. Igoma iya esadlala layo eBaberfield Stadium igame ratoze ngiyikhohlwe. Sidla funothi kugcwele kakhulu eBaberfield.
Abadlali bakulezi nsuku kubikwa umdlalo wenguqu uyabehlula. Iningi labo lithatha izidakamizwa lokunatha utshwala okucikiza imizimba yabo, bagcine besehluleka ukudlala inguqu sebephelile. Okusho lo mlayezo kubo bonke abadlali.
Imeseji engayitshela kubadlali bakalezi nsuku yikuba babe le-focus and ukuzinikela kugemu yebhora. Lokunye futhi ungani kube kukhathaza nje abafana bona laba, ukunatha beyekele ukunatha. Thina sasidlala thina sasinganathi utshwala, sasidlala igemu okuthi abantu babekholisa sidlala ibhola. Lase-training yethu wawuthola kugcwele kakhulu abantu bezobukela ngenxa yokuthi sasidlala ibhola elaliba abalithanda.
Uthe esethethe umhlalaphansi u-Oxo uke wasebenza eqeqesha kuBhoso ye-Platinum namanye amaqembu amancane. Pho kwamanje wenzani empilweni Nkomo?
Kathesi ngidinga umsebenzi, ngisanda kusuka kukhotsha ama-goalkeepers ku-Attach FC ekwi-Division 1 last year.
Captain Oxo uthi uzahlala ezama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthuthukisa ezenguqu eZimbabwe. Ngimela Studio 7 koBulawayo, igama lami ngezwa Jesus Bani.
Mwajaka kitanza majelete
isiqhebe ezalamhlanje ngodaba lokuzilibazisa sihamba lomculi warehouse uDJ Sintu Savantu ephethe idlalade lakhe elitsha elesihloko esithi siyabuya eGoli linsizwa idabuka esigabeni semphafeni eCholocho kodwa icula ikwele South Africa.
Ngibingelele kuzona zonke indawo bakwethu lapho likhona uDJ Sintu Sabantu ile nsizwa ecula ihouse ikwele eGoli endaweni yase Diepsloot okwamanje bakwethu bengizokwethula umsebenzi omusha kaDJ Sintu Sabantu isihloko se-album sithi ziyabuya eGoli mawungenamali kunzima bakwethu mawungasebenzi naniyazi eGoli uphendule ube yisipotho kuhle kahle uma ungasebenzi.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
UDJ Sintu ngamthola kunamba yakhe lena ethi 0791390738. Uyatholakala uDJ Sintu ku WhatsApp nakuma calls. Ngiyamcela ke bakwethu ngiyanxusa zonke indawo ngoba ngilapha emsakazweni nje ku Studio 7 ngibonge kakhulu bakwethu. So ngiyacela ukuthi ingoma kumele ifinyelele iziyofika nako gogo badlalele bakwethu ingoma ogogo nabemakhaya bejabule.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amazwi?
Bengicela nje isupport kunina bakwethu ihambe bakwethu. Ngiyacela ukuthi niwe kuzwa umsebenzi ka DJ Sintu Sabantu niyozwela nje ukudla kwendlebe lapha kuma YouTube uvela ubhale nje uthi DJ Sintu Sabantu vele ziyavela ingoma bakwethu. Siyanicela TikTok, Facebook ni comment ni subscribe.
Ngitazama jelete ngizobuya mhajaka ngitazama machakura Tolele mwanyani Tolele mtakwetu Tazama imani Tobu ya kutipemba.
umculo we-house oka DJ Sintu Sabantu ephethe idlalade elitsha elesihloko esithi ziyabuya eGoli. U-DJ Sintu phela udabuka esigabeni semphafeni cholocho kodwa ecula ekwele South Africa. Olivalelisayo yimi usithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.